Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, guys. My name is Sarah Nicole, and I am the host of the Papaya Podcast, where each week we dish out some sweetness mixed in with some seeds of wisdom, all through candid conversations in a very real and tangible way. I want everyone to know that they're not alone and that we share in these experiences called life. And sometimes when we get to know somebody else's story, it changes ours a little bit as well. So I want you to tune in with us on Mondays. Subscribe, rate and review it, and keep these conversations going with us. You can tune in behind the scenes at the Papaya Podcast and The Birds Papaya on Instagram as well. Can't wait to see you next week.
I'm Caroline Stanbury, star of The Real Housewives of Dubai. I'm remarried and living my best life ever. See, there's so much life after divorce. I'm starting my new chapter unapologetically. I'm bringing real stories, real life, real talk on all things that aren't said between each other, society, the sheets, and everything in the middle. And lucky me, you'll be joining me on the journey. Listen to all new episodes every Wednesday. So buckle up.
So welcome back to another episode of Divorced Not Dead, all the way from the Maldives. Hi, darling.
Hi, honey. How are you?
Good. So today's podcast is called Reconnection is Key. Marriage is work, people. Anyone that tells you it's not is lying to you. We have been together now, well, we met nearly 5 years ago. 4 years. Is it 4 years or 5 years?
It's almost 5 years, actually.
Okay, 4 or 5 years ago. I can't remember. And, you know, obviously in our stages of life, because we've settled into, you know, we've moved 3 times this year. We've been doing a TV show.
It's been a lot, let me tell you. Like, we've been through ups and downs like crazy people. First year was completely honeymoon stage. We absolutely love each other still. But, like, real life is hitting us, which is actually very interesting to see how the marriage is performing.
Well, we lived in other, you know, with our friend, we've moved out of our house, we've been out of our comfort zone, we haven't been in the right place.
Environment.
Yes. The house, as anyone knows, it's built a house from the ground up, cost way more than either of us anticipated. Who knew about MEP? I didn't.
And my wife is extremely, extremely perfectionist. So she just literally needs everything to be perfect, which building a house is actually impossible. So that's why literally every maybe 2.5 hours, she explodes with anything.
My staff, my husband, everyone can hear me stomping around from upstairs.
We look at each other and we're like, oh my God, the beast is coming.
Everyone sort of hides under the table, yes.
Literally.
I think all my builders could not be happier to be out of the house. But stupid things happen when you build a house. I think, you know, when I turn on my wardrobe lights, it blows up the loo. You know,
I mean, but that's normal, honey.
No, it's like, not. Well, I don't know. I've never built a house.
I've never built a house either, but I know exactly that things are not going to be perfect and will never be.
And on top of all that, you know, as I said, my kids weren't living with me because, you know, we were in Michael, my best friend's house for months. It was meant to be 2 weeks.
And let me
tell
you,
2 weeks, it was 2 weeks.
That was extremely tough for me because me, as a man that I am, even though I'm 28 years old, I need my own space. I need to feel like I am the man of the house. That's why for me, living in someone else's house, it was not the best idea ever.
No, we couldn't even have hanky-panky because our bedroom was directly next to him. So that was out the window too.
Yes, like we literally didn't have sex in I don't know how long. Like it was the longest time ever.
You think a week's long. But, you know, anyway, the point is we're in our environment now. And I think, you know, then on top of it, the TV show came. I think most of you know we've been filming. And that's just another layer to an already busy schedule. It's not like everything goes, okay, stop the press now. 3 months of filming is coming. So the rest of your life just stops and you just focus on that.
16, 20 people in the house daily, following you around, plus the stress of your wife, plus three kids,
plus building
a house, plus moving, plus, remember, we didn't have main bedroom for however long.
Oh yeah, we slept on the floor. If it was, we moved from the cinema to the guest bedroom, because the guest bedroom wasn't built, to...
I mean, it was in the garden.
Yeah, well, we should have done that. That could have been quite nice, actually.
I know, actually, yes, true.
So I think for 2.5 months, or 2 months, was it? We were on the floor a month.
Yes, literally.
It was crazy, with builders stepping still, over us in the morning.
Maybe still until 3 months after we moved in, we didn't have a bathroom.
I was going
naked, running around the house, going down to one of the kids' loos.
Liar, he actually peed in the bathtub.
Shh, don't tell anyone.
Yeah, we had no loo in our bedroom. So if you needed the loo, you literally had to pee in our bathtub or run downstairs. So we've been so out of place. And I think when the show comes, also, as I said, the added layer, hair and makeup every day, life, just it's just so hectic. Then the drama that unfolds naturally on these shows.
People are thinking and going to feel very related to us, because in this season, we've been through a lot.
Yeah.
You know,
I think he threw a handbag at me at one stage.
Only one?
Well,
I think I kicked like three boxes. I literally was like throwing Spanish bad words out of my mouth on fire.
But the funny thing is that, you know, this is so normal. And I think, you know, when you see couples and it's there's no bad time or there's no arguments, actually I've realized the argument sort of clears out all the frustration. And look, I have this thing, and so does Sergio, that we will not spend a night without each other, and we haven't, and it's been great.
And it's actually amazing, and every couple in the planet needs to do that.
We never go to bed angry, and we can't. You know, genuinely, I look at his face and begin laughing, because it looks, you know, Sergio's a much more emotional person than me, so there's a lot of tears and God knows what that can unfold if we have an argument. So, you know, I think arguments are a very important part, actually, of relationships. No, I'm not advocating, by the way, toxic relationships.
Everybody needs them, I think.
Yeah, but like light ones. I don't like toxic relationships.
I mean, we kind of get to a bit harder than light ones, honey.
Yes.
I remember when we flew to, I don't remember what island, but she ended up throwing all my clothes to the water and the suitcase was out of the room. Do you remember that moment, honey?
One of my finer moments.
Yes, exactly. So it's not lighter ones.
Yes, but like we have great, okay. Well, yes, I can't really argue with that. But there's a difference between, there are some very bad relationships.
Your tantrums are like crazy tantrums?
Yes, I go from hero to zero. But, you know, I do feel that in my last relationship, I didn't, which is interesting. So you do make me nuts. But
you know why? Because that means that you actually really love me. When you really love someone and when you feel for someone, any little thing that goes out of kind of like the control zone, it will bother you. So that's why you completely react in a way that you are not used to, because you actually have amazing and lovely feelings in your little heart for someone.
I think that's the side of my heart, is it?
Yes, it is, honey.
Oh, it is. So, you know, we do have this sort of push and pull, which is amazing. And I can make him cry in a second and he can make me
literally in a second
stomp off. He can make me like the maddest person on the planet. That literally think my head will explode. But at the same time, you know, we have the most, we've been 1 week here.
Yes, us.
And we have been getting so many messages from friends going,
how do you do it?
What the fuck are you doing over there?
It's crazy.
Like, aren't you going crazy? Like I invited, you know what's crazy? This is crazy. I had a 2-bedroom villa in the St. Regis.
Nobody wanted to come.
Nobody wanted to come with us.
I was like, how is it possible?
Because we decided we weren't going to drink.
Detox completely.
Yeah, we want to detox. Anyone that's done Housewives or knows about it, we need to drink our way through Housewives.
But what's crazy is like we asked so many friends and none of them wanted to come.
The boys are all texting him going,
how do you do it, mate?
What are you doing out there?
I would be bored in a second.
All my friends are going, you bored yet? I'm
100%.
Like, I mean, this is day...
We didn't stop laughing.
No. This is day six. Is it day six?
Six.
Day 6, now I'm packed and I'm ready to leave. And tomorrow I will be getting up, having lunch, and then getting on a seaplane.
But it's
relaxed.
Amazing news that here, Carolina didn't push me out of the water once.
We didn't have one argument.
None of them. So it's amazing, actually.
So it just shows us that, you know, it's the outside elements that come in to a relationship.
And bother
right?
you and like destroy is kind of like that.
Peace.
Scent zone.
And I think what this does for us, and we try and do this every year, and we just, you know, anyone that's done a house as well, all
I mean,
our
every 3 months we do it, actually,
well,
let's be honest.
We did more, but like this year has been a very tough year. We have spent more money than, you know, ever.
Tell them, honey, we used to travel every, let's say, 1.5, 2 weeks in and out of the country, you know, because the kids goes to the father. So we use that as like excuse just to get back or were kind of romantic moment. This year, we could have done it. You know, we could have done it because
couldn't leave the building.
It was 6 months in Dubai.
Couldn't leave because of filming and couldn't really leave because of money as well. You know, if I have any spare money or he has any spare money, we want to buy furniture.
100%.
We want to buy things, you know, for
now
the house.
The tickets, the business class tickets, they gone through the roof. So we said, listen, $6,000. I mean, I'd rather just buy a piece of furniture for the new house.
Nuts. Absolutely nuts. And at my age, I'm not going in. I'm economy. I have actually done it twice this year where I've gone in the back.
Honey, like 3.5 hours and they literally, they know you in Emirates. So they book you 3 rows. So, I mean, you're absolutely fine. Thank you.
3 seats, actually.
Yes.
I lie down at the back and it's like business class. But, you know, my point is, and then I come back business. But I'm just, I don't know if I can't travel well, I'd rather not go. Having said that, you know, when I get here, I'm happy.
Let me tell you, not travel well for Caroline is not having someone to handle her the champagne.
Well, there you go. They'll understand. The listener out there will understand, Sergio.
Yes.
It's important.
I know.
So, and I live in a, you know, a house where I've got it beautifully set up.
You know,
I
the problem is Dubai,
like
honey.
A hotel.
We are very bad used to it. Yes.
And I, you know, why would I leave if I'm not going to travel as well? Anyway, I think the point to this was that the reconnection of what it does for us. So we've got here, again, it's been the most stressful year we could have. I mean, other than my law case that I finished, you know, everything.
I know, that was crazy. We spent the last Caroline's birthday in court, in the Queen's Court in the UK.
You know, finishing a case which I won completely. And having let go of all that stress, then to go into the stress of building a house, it's like life brings you these challenges so that you can appreciate it the other side. And we've just finished the house. We're in a really good space. We're rebuilding our money again. We just wrapped the show. And here we are, one whole week, lying here and all our friends asking what we're doing. We're doing nothing.
Actually,
we're
honey,
doing absolutely fucking nothing. And it's amazing.
I want to make a point in this because I think it's quite interesting because as life is going on for me, I realize how stressful building a life with somebody else is. Kids, finances, I mean, problems. There's just lots of things going on. And it's very easy to forget about what real love and what you have with a person that you love, you know? So slowly, we kind of forgot about it for, let's say, for like 2-3 weeks or like a month, let's say.
The thing about Sergio, the most amazing thing about Sergio is that he never forgets. I
always try to keep it special. I think the key in marriages is no matter what you do, no matter what happened in your life, always try to keep it special. They are the little moments that count. Just even like a normal morning, just make something special for your wife. Make her feel special.
It was my birthday just now and he got up at 4 a.m. Okay, granted, they weren't good by 10 a.m. But he got up at 4 a.m.
Are you fucking kidding me, honey? They were absolutely beautiful by 10 a.m.
They were disgusting.
What was that?
But I ate them for you. He made me protein pancakes, which no one really wants on their birthday. Full fat ones would have been good.
How no, honey? You love them.
No, you love them.
Okay.
Yes. But
actually, I have to say, they were like rocks.
They were like rocks because he made them at 4 a.m. But he got up and made them with love. So I ate them with love.
I made the pancakes. I set up the whole house.
Yes, balloons.
Balloons everywhere. I organized a boat for her, a walking path.
My birthday.
With candles in the beach.
Yeah.
A private dinner and a surprise with all her friends.
It's so funny. I had no clue as well because I'm not very good with surprises. And he knows
no, you're
better.
Not very good. You hate surprises.
I hate surprises. So I didn't think he would surprise me, but I was surprised. And all my friends were there.
All the surprises I've done since we've been together, that has been absolutely a horrible nightmare. Like the last one, I think she locked me out of a room in a hotel 3 hours and she was inside and all the room was full of champagne, balloons, flowers.
Yeah, and I consume them on my own. But afterwards, I'm always grateful for them. I don't know why it's a trigger for me, something from my childhood.
I literally hate them, but I love to make them because it's like a punky, you know? I go to her, she goes to me at the time, I end up winning because she loves them.
Yes, I love them every time. That's my point. Even though he makes such an effort, it's so funny on my birthdays, I always look amazing at the end of the day in the pictures and he looks like he's been dragged through 50 bushes because he's exhausted because he's been up blowing balloons with his own mouth since 4 a.m.
early afternoon. I'm done. I'm really done. Like the way, like, and she requires so much work.
It's like he's done a marathon.
It's crazy.
Literally a marathon.
I'm sweating. No, let me tell you, this birthday there was 52 people in the surprise. Nobody, any of your friends, helped me with anything, Carolina. Your little toy boy here, 28 years old, organized everything. And how was it?
Amazing.
Thank you.
He did a fabulous job.
Thank you.
And I think that, you know, I would be gutted if he didn't keep doing this and I didn't.
I know, but the problem is now I set up the bar extremely high. So there is no literally surprises I can do in the planet. Helicopters, I've done it. Like flower baths, I've done it. Like, I mean, everything you can name of, I've done it. So
he's done it.
What's next?
You know, and so I think what this time, although, you know, I get antsy when I get here because I'm like, at the beginning, I'm like, I'm a workaholic. Sergio was a little more relaxed than me. He likes to take his days
baby,
a little easier.
Just shut up for a second, please. You are extremely hyperactive.
Hyperactive.
Yes. So there is nothing that can stop you, even if the world is ending. Okay.
No.
You just go like, oh my God, here. Oh my God, here. Oh my God. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember this. So, even with sex, honey, like even we're having sex and you're thinking about what's happening after. So it's absolutely terrible. So I recommend you relax for a second because we're in paradise.
He's very true. He does these funny like impressions of me when we're having sex. And
I just cannot focus on one thing. Like it's just not happening. Like you are talking to her and she's just looking around. I mean, it's crazy, like crazy.
I don't know if it's an age thing. I feel like I was more focused before.
Let me just tell them now. So between she cannot focus on anything else, she cannot see half of the time. And the glasses she's wearing, I mean, it's just hilarious. Like we're walking around this island, people are looking at us like a comedy show.
I know, we are a comedy show. And then I'm thinking about things. I can't read menus anymore. I'm thinking about...
Oh God, yes, the light, the phone light. So I'm like her lighter, like every time we go to a restaurant.
I'm thinking about things... it's very funny. My memory always goes, so I have to like, I think out loud. So everyone around me has to just write it down. I don't know when it's menopause coming because he better buy a helmet.
No. When menopause came, I thought it came already 5 years ago. And then someone told me recently that it's not already here. So this is horrible. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to need to buy a man cave under the house, like steal it with like, I don't know. Something must have to happen because I'm going to be very scared.
I've decided to check. But my point is, like, we've got here. My body's finally gone like jelly, right? And we have, I know it's a luxury, don't get me wrong, and it doesn't have to be the Maldives.
You can do it anywhere.
Yeah,
let me tell
really
you, like, you literally, even if you want to just take your van and go camping.
I was just thinking the same thing. We have done that,
yes,
by the way.
And we love it.
We love it.
It's amazing.
You can literally just stay under the stars in
it's
a
incredible.
Caravan. And have this. It still feels the same.
The feeling is about just reconnecting with each other. Like, we need it. Let me tell you, this is just between you and me. We had the most amazing sex.
Sergio, my father listens
to
this.
In the entire planet. Let's say we made love. And, like, we didn't do it for, like the way we did it. Don't get me wrong. We did it, but, like, different ways. But we didn't do it the way we did it. Maybe in the last 2 months, it was crazy. Let me tell you, naked in the floating pool. It was a completely different level. It was like a movie. So we need it.
You do. And there's no kids coming and there's no one knocking on the door.
No one.
He makes me put my phone down. Not for long, but he makes me put it down.
So needed in a relationship.
Even like, just working outside. We're working outside. He's doing the podcast and cutting all the, you know, social media for us and doing everything. But it's outside and we're listening to the ocean and every so often we go, oh,
Caroline,
let's jump in.
Is this person that she just... love to feel loved by people, even though she's not very close to kind of feelings, but she just needs people around. So for me, I think it is extremely, extremely important for her to just come here. She cannot go anywhere and we just have this little moment for us.
Well, I think, you know, I've explained this before, having been around or being sent to boarding school from such a young age. Your friends become family to you. I moved to Dubai not knowing anyone, changed my life. And, you know, I was here a few years.
Maybe I did that too. I moved to Dubai
for
you.
But I was here a few years before you, darling.
I
made my friends, and I'm not somebody, and it's very important to me. And you need to, you also have to respect that. As much time as I'm going to give you, I do need my friendships.
I know that, honey. I know that. But also, even when we travel together and we go anywhere, it's just the two of us. Last summer, we spent, 3 weeks traveling all around Indonesia, and it was extremely amazing.
My husband doesn't need anyone except me.
Well, I need someone, you know, but
like
it's just maybe you. But,
yes.
You know,
his mother and me, that's it.
Yes.
And he's happy.
Because of soccer,
and
honey.
That's
I spend
fine.
So much time
well,
alone.
I respect that, and okay. You respect mine. Because my friends were like family, they're so important to me. I didn't really grow up at school
with
my brothers
that.
And sisters and everything. And my friends are my family. And they've made my life here wonderful. That's also a reconnection thing. So we have this time on our own because I know I like to be surrounded by people.
It's actually amazing, to be honest. Like, and I think there's a huge mistake that people, maybe they might do it in the first 4 years in the marriage, but you have to keep doing it every year, at least every 6 months, just to reconnect with each other. Now we are back to work, back to routine, and we are full of energy and we are ready to kill it.
I think another very important thing that Sergio has done, and I get asked this a lot, I actually got a message last night saying my husband wants to go to a music festival by himself. Would you let him go?
And Ooh, that's a very, very topic.
Good topic. I actually said, well, my husband actually would not want to go without me, but I would probably go without him. And that's the difference.
Oh, Dios mío, viva. Back to this.
Yeah, so...
Honey, let me just keep telling you again, okay?
Yes.
We are extremely lucky, extremely blessed to find what we have, which is actually something extremely rare.
And if I didn't believe that, I wouldn't be sat here, would I?
I understand, 100%, honey. But why wouldn't you share all the life experience with that person that you love, which is in this case, me?
And he's right, you know, because I love my girls' trips, right? I haven't done one.
I mean, she almost didn't survive in the last one, but yes.
I had one, but that was, you know, more of my work, so different.
Honey, as much as you say you want to go on girls' trips, you don't want to go. Like, you love to have me around, even if it's just hanging there as a toddler, how you say all the
yes.
time.
Yes. No, I miss him after the first minute.
You miss me all the time.
Actually, and what I've realized and what we both always say is like nothing good happens after one really anymore.
Nothing good.
Nothing good. And that's something that we've changed our mindset.
This is like cheating, honey. This is very simple. The door is closed. As soon as you open the door, bad things come. Because once you try once and you allow that to happen, you're going to take that as normal. And the problem is that it's going to happen one, twice, and three times. And then the marriage ends up losing all the love and all the everything around. That's what happened in all the marriages.
It is true. And, you know, that's something we've taken a lot of care of not to let happen. So, you know, he's got better with me rolling around the floor, having my crazy nights with my girlfriends, which I really need sometimes just in a house.
It took me a while for me to understand how Caroline's personality is. And because I initially wanted to change her, but I understood that that's not possible. And just trying to just move her around a little bit, you know? Like, I try to play around a little bit, honey. Like, I hold her hand when she's holding cigarettes to try to get them out of her. Like, there's just so many things I do. But I understand it's just what it is, you know? Like, I love her how it is. I fell in love with her like this, and I cannot change her. But I think the problem is when you get used to living this life without that person that you are meant to be with.
It's balance. And I
exactly.
think we found a very, very good balance. I understand when he needs these trips and he needs to be with me and feel like I'm his everything. But at the same time, I think he's understood when I need to like let loose. You know, when I finish a 4 month filming, you know, I am ready. I miss, you know, my normal life.
And don't get me wrong, honey. I need it too.
Yeah.
After these 2 months, I need like 3-4 months, sorry. I need to get loose and I need to drink. And even though I don't drink, I want to do it sometimes. I want to just go crazy. I want to just relax because I understood now what that feeling makes you feel.
And we did it now. We've done it and we're here and we've detoxed and we're having a lovely time and we're prepared for the summer. We're taking the kids now so that they have their time. We're off to Ibiza for a week with the children. Then we're going to Marbella for a week with the kids. We're so excited and that will just be about them. And, you know, we won't be doing anything crazy. And, you know, I mean, although my daughter is now 17. So, you know, that trip every year is all about them. And actually, this is Yasmin's last trip before she heads off.
I know, actually, how exciting she's going to university. It's going to be epic, eh?
So, you know, we want to give her the most special holiday ever and make sure she has the most fun. So that may not necessarily be what we consider fun. But
that's the key in life, honey, to find that balance. A lot of people ask me, and I get so many messages, listen, how do you guys manage to do it? Like, how do you have that passion, that love, those trips alone, those trips with your kids, you have the friends, you have the family, you build a house. I mean, you kind of like are doing everything in life. All is about the balance and the energy. And when that energy flows between yourself and the person that you love, everything else will just come straight away.
Yeah, like family trips with my kids are stressful. They're not easy by any means because my kids are all different ages and they don't want to do anything together. So it's not like we get a holiday. We do not get a holiday.
We do not get it.
We work for three ungrateful people.
100%.
And actually, we pay to work for them. We pay a lot of money
exactly.
to work for them.
So you understand me now when you ask me about kids, I'm like, I'm not sure.
So, you know, again, on those trips, it's like going to war. So when we come back and we take, actually, my ex-husband takes them in August, we have them for July, we have to reconnect again because it's literally, that trip is a work trip for us. Like one of us goes off with the boys and one of us has to go off with Yasmin because they have different needs. And so that's just how it is. He can do boy stuff. I can do girl stuff. And, you know, and we work as a team.
Yes, that's the key. Work as a team, be together, have the same goal and, you know, just push in the same direction. Like Carla and me, we had it extremely clear since the beginning. We knew where we wanted to be. We knew it was going to be hard. We knew there was an age gap of 18 years, but we just had it clear in our mind. And that's why we made it where we are today because, you know, all the pieces in the puzzle are completely aligned.
And when you work as a team, it just flows. As I said, you know, like I do all the front of camera, you know, sometimes with him as well, obviously. And he does all the behind.
I run the whole thing behind. And it's just a lot of things. But I think, you know, diversifying the work and being together in the same boat.
You get twice as much done.
It's so important.
Kids, we divide and conquer. One of the boys will want to go on go-karts and Yasmin might want to go shopping. That's what we do. I'll take the shopping. He'll go the go-karts.
100%.
Then we'll meet in the evening and we all discuss the day.
And it's
been
perfect. Open for that. You know, you and actually I have to say, you, honey, got so much better at doing this because before you were like, okay, Sergio will do it. Oh, Sergio will do it. Oh, Sergio will do it. And I was literally like hustling around like a little headless chicken, just trying to do everything. And, you know, now you got so much better. Now you kind of help me to just do stuff.
And it's great. And the house is run like that. Everything's run. Our relationship, weirdly, is getting stronger and stronger by the day.
Yes.
You know, I don't know why, but we just really are. The connection, like, we'll just be lying in bed and we'll have turned over and start working, but our feet will just go at the same time to find each other.
Even because maybe you guys, listeners, might have the question of, okay, what about if I am not in the financial situation to leave the country or to do anything else? You can just do it in your house. You can just put the phone away, put meditation music that we do it all the time. And then just look up and feel the energy between each other. Just do it
five minutes.
Five
deep breaths, look
That's
up
all.
And just hold hands. And
That's
put
all
your,
you need.
We put your feet onto each other and it just connects through your body. It's very
it
weird.
It flows completely.
The energy between you.
That thing, that little thing every morning will reconnect you and we will get
we
you ready
for the
day.
Put music on, open the windows, put the music on and just close our eyes for 5 minutes before we get up and have
visualize. Like a lot of people tell me, you know, me, I've been so much younger, like how many things you've done in your life, you know, like how do you manage to stay with, you know, in this situation, which is like very stressful, to be honest, you know, having three kids, very stable woman and trying to keep up with that, you know, and be at the level that you want to provide, you know, to all of them, you know, financially, mentally and physically. Visualize, you know, I knew where I wanted to go and I had the vision and Caroline had the same vision and slowly we kind of, you know, put it together And actually, I visualize exactly every moment in my life where I am today. And I think that's amazing.
And I did too. And I saw, I've always said I visualized Sergio from a long time ago in my life that I'm living right now, in the house that I'm living right now. You know, we're here on the water. And I said, you know, I just can't wait to get home. I love my life.
We built a little heaven
and
place.
And once you say that to yourself a million times, I'm so grateful. I love my fucking life. I wouldn't change a thing. And I really believe now... There isn't anyone that could distract Sergio right now from me. There isn't.
And it's not about that, honey. Even if there is, let's say, and someone can catch me, like, it will never happen. Why? Because the foundation and what we have is so much more farther down the line than anything else, honey. Like I understood that what we have is extremely, like, tough to find.
It's so rare that you need to cherish it. And I think that's our point. When you find it, cherish it,
nourish
it.
Never take it for granted.
Nourish it. Love your partner and make him your best friend. And giggle. Don't forget to giggle because I think...
Giggle all the time.
Giggling is key. And that's all we wanted to say to you, really. There's no magic button to how this works or to it. It's simple and it takes work, but it's simple. When the connection's there, it's just...
Okay, what about for couples that have been on the marriage 10 years and the connection is actually gone? They've already been through all these stages in life and they are building their own separate lives. They still love each other, but they want to kind of reconnect with each other. What should they do?
See, I find this one incredibly hard because I have friends that have done it and I have friends that are able to do it for a while and then ended up getting divorced. That is so personal, Sergio, because only you, when you lose a connection, it can be physical. It can be like a mental thing where you actually don't even like enjoy the smell of the person anymore and you're not connected.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
And then from that moment, I feel like there's no way back as far as I'm concerned. No therapist can tell you that it's going to come back or to help it come back.
I don't believe in therapists. I believe... Like the only problem
you have to
can
really
be fixed
want it.
By yourself.
You have to really, really want it. I always say if you can do this and you can be on a private island, you know, an island by yourselves, then you can fix anything. But if you cannot and you just do not want to do this and you can't picture yourself here with that person, then it's better to call it quits. Move on. Make both people happy. Just because you call it quits doesn't mean to say you have to cut the relationship. You can still have that person in your life. I've been very, very blessed to have that person still in my life, you know, because...
Yes, yeah. I mean, it was tough in the beginning. I was very open because I went to the ex-husband. I said, listen, we are humans. At the end, you're going to be in my life. I'm going to be in your life. No matter what happens, we're going to have each other's company. You know, more, less, but I mean, there are kids that are going to live between you and me. So I'm here to help you and I don't want to put any problems. And I think that really helped him to understand that I'm here and I will never do anything to hurt him or hurt his kids.
And I think we've got to a really good place, as good as we can be. So you should never be scared of making the right decision for you. You'll know. My gut always tells me where I should be.
Yeah, exactly. That, and I think actually to another podcast that we did, like, you know, your gut and like you feel it inside you where you want to go. If you have to do it, you can do it. And then if you feel it, just do it. That's what most of the people don't understand, that everything is about feelings. Don't listen to what people say. Just put aside society and just focus on you and where you want to go.
All the answers lie within. Always. If you're thinking about it, do it.
100%. That's just the key, I think. And, you know, there's so many people out there that they want to do something. Or they would love to be in a different position in life, but they are scared to do it or to take the decision because, you know, it's a big risk for them. Just do it. Don't listen to anyone. You know, like, you will never, ever regret a decision taken.
We're sitting here having taken one of the biggest risks of our lives, and it doesn't seem like a risk at all now.
It doesn't.
So thank you for joining us for another episode of Divorce Not Dead.
We love to have you here.
Yes, we hope you've enjoyed it. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. We love hearing all your thoughts.
Oh my God, 100%, yes.
And anything topics that you would like to hear from me and Sergio, please, please write in.
We are always here for you guys, and thank you for listening. It's been absolutely pleasure. And, you know, I hope you reconnect with that person that you love.
Bye from the Maldives.
The North Pole, you're going to say, honey?
No, the Maldives.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Divorce Not Dead. Tune in next Wednesday for a new episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. We'd love to hear from you. Follow me on social media at Caroline Stanbury for all the behind-the-scenes action.